And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, once again, your commentary rocked the blogosphere. And this week you chimed in on the brewing debate over gay marriage. And you challenged assumptions coming from both sides of the aisle on this. And that touched off a big debate online about both the fight for gay rights and the right to defend deeply held beliefs. Now, Joshua, who blogs under the name Different Light, considers himself a person of faith. He brought us a unique perspective shaped by his own experience.
Although I used to only be attracted to men, I am now in a very fulfilling and faithful marriage with a woman to whom I am sexually attracted. People pretend to be for equality and openness, but when it comes to people like me who are making things work in an opposite sex marriage, people say we aren't being true to ourselves and we'll never find fulfillment. That being said, I still think people should be with whomever they want to be with.
Thank you, Joshua. Lee, I understand that listeners also had very personal responses to another conversation this week. Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz talked about why she decided to keep her battle with breast cancer private. Now that she's in remission, though, she decided not only to go public, but to push for legislation to educate younger women about breast cancer. Later, Hope called to tell us why that's so important.
One of my sorority sisters was recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and she's 28 years old, and it came as a shock not only to myself but to all of our circle of friends. It has definitely made me become more aware, and before, I'll be honest, I was not doing monthly checks, and now I am. So she inspires me every day. She's a beautiful woman, and we pray for a full recovery for her and all of those who are fighting this horrible disease.
Hope, so do we. And thank you for the call. Lee?
Michelle, a lot of people have been talking about music superstar Madonna's recent failed attempt to adopt a second child from the African nation of Malawi. Now, officials there say she did not meet the country's adoption standards, specifically a residency requirement. Now, we heard from Dustin, who shared his experience. He writes, "My wife and I have been living and working off and on in Malawi for the last 6 years. We recently adopted a wonderful one-year-old boy from there, and our adoption process went from what was supposed to be a 3-week process to a 7-month one. That length and the many headaches of our adoption process were largely due to the ambiguities in Malawi's adoption laws. I was skeptical of Madonna's motivations to adopt, but I can sympathize with her situation."
Thank you, Dustin. Lee, any updates?
Yes, last week we shared news that former NFL coach Tony Dungy might join President Obama's advisory group on faith-based initiatives and how that upset gay rights activists. Now, Dungy has spoken out opposing gay marriage. Well, we since learned that the former coach will not join the faith-based group after all, but he will work with the president to promote healthy fatherhood. And Michelle, we also have a correction. On Monday, we talked about Attorney General Eric Holder's decision to end the Justice Department's corruption case against former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. Now, we said that Holder dismissed the indictment, but actually the way it works is that he requested that the federal judge presiding over the case dismiss the charges. And that happened on Tuesday of this week.
Sorry about that. I should know better. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again, 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name, go to npr.org, click on Tell Me More, and blog it out.